It's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air, and John LeBlanc is CEO of Metairie Bank. He joins us on the show. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. I hope you're having a great Easter week. And I'm going to have to go with Van Morrison on Brown Eyed Girl.
Yeah. Well, I know that people prefer that version. If we did a text off, I know the Van Morrison version would win. But I think when bands do a cover song, they should just make it their own. And I really like the Everclear version. And I like that they did something different with it.
No, absolutely. I'm just kidding you.
I know. But no, you could like the Van Morrison better. Yeah. We're going to have a ska version of Hungry Like the Wolf coming up, which is really, really cool, but very, very different.
That'll be fun.
All right, John, look, this is the time of year that people start thinking about getting their income tax refund back, and a lot of people get refunds, and they're looking forward to it. When it finally comes in, there are smart things and there are dumb things to do with your tax refund. What are some of the smart things people should start thinking about, other than depositing it all in Metairie Bank?
Well, that's true, and I'll share this with you, Scoot. We actually met with a few of our customers last week, and we are really excited about the month of April. There are some amazing things going on in this city that are going to be great for the economy, you know, starting with just Easter weekend. And then we're going to roll into Hogs for the Cause and the Zurich Tournament and the French Quarter Festival. Wrap it up with Jazz Fest. So this is just a great time to be in New Orleans. Unfortunately, right in the middle of it, we've got this April 15th tax filing deadline. And I think the number one financially savvy thing to do is to file your taxes. If you look across the nation, 63% of taxpayers in the United States receive a refund. And on average, that refund is $2,700. So
wow.
First of all, go through the process and file your tax return. Most of us are due money back. And look, get that money back, and you'll have an opportunity to spend it at one of these great events coming up in New Orleans. But if you look at Louisiana, in Louisiana, it's even higher. 80% of Louisiana taxpayers get a refund. So
wow.
I would say the number one financially savvy thing to do would be to file your taxes. And unfortunately, people do a refund, just sometimes don't go through the process and request it. But outside of just going through that process, the number one thing I would recommend to anyone receiving a tax refund would be to pay down credit card debt. And credit card debt over the last 3 years, I guess beginning with COVID and running through the last couple of years of, you know, really high inflation has caused people to put more of their spending on their credit cards. And credit card rates now nationally are close to 20%. So extremely high rates of interest. And the best thing you could do with that money is to pay down that credit card debt.
You know, I used to get things in the mail, and it would be just, hey, we want you to have this new credit card, and they put the credit card in there, and they want me to have a new credit card. I'm thinking, well, this is really kind of cool. You know, they want my business. They want to give me a credit card. You know, and then you quickly realize that that's not always the best thing to do, to take that credit card because of the interest rate.
Absolutely. And again, you know, We've seen interest rates go up quite a bit as we've come out of this fight against inflation, and they're really, really high right now. As I said, you know, on average 20%. If you think about that, if you spend, you know, put something on a credit card at 20% in 5 years, you've paid for it again. So
wow.
you know, you're making those purchases much more expensive than they need to be. So if you're due a refund and you have some cash, pay down that credit card. And the second thing would be to save it. Look, start with your personal emergency fund. If you haven't done that already, I would recommend you have 3 to 6 months of income stored away in a liquid savings type of account. And then if you've got that taken care of, put it into a bank CD or some investment product. Rates are really good out there for investment or and savings products. You can you know, earn a nice return on those funds. So pay down your debt, establish your emergency fund, and then look into, you know, a high yield CD or savings account at your bank of your choice.
It's good advice, but you know, there are going to be some people who have just been, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, and they're paying their bills. They just don't have enough left. Shouldn't some consideration for some situations and some people be given to, hey, let's just do a little something fun for us?
Hey, absolutely. I would always include that. And there's 5 weekends of great fun. So I would take a little bit of that money and enjoy yourself at any of the great things coming up in this city, whether you're a French Quarter Fest or a Jazz Fest or golf tournament guy, or gal. There's some great things coming up. And hopefully we continue to have some great weather like this. We can get out, enjoy it. It's great for the economy. And it's great for us, I could think, just as humans, to get out and socialize and enjoy all that the city has to offer.
Well, John, at least you bring up the idea of thinking about what you're going to do with it, and don't just, you know, don't automatically splurge, because, you know, the stress relief that you get from taking a trip or doing something like that might not be as good a stress reliever as paying down some of the credit card debt or saving the money.
Yeah. Absolutely. That credit card debt at 20% is going to be with you for a very, very long time if you don't start paying it down as soon as you can. So if you've got the ability and you receive a couple of $1,000s from your tax refund, put a couple of thousand down on your credit card, save what you can, and certainly save a little bit to enjoy.
And you know, one thing you didn't mention, though, is people could always send it to me. I mean, that was something that you didn't mention.
That's true. That's a good fourth option.
Just put it in an envelope and send it to 400 Poitras, care of WWL. I'll be happy to help you out with that. John LeBlanc, it's always great to talk to you. John, CEO of Metairie Bank, a true community neighborhood bank, and it's a great advice. At least it has people thinking about what to do with their refunds, Sean.
Absolutely. Enjoy your Easter weekend. And April. April's going to be a great month for the city, so looking forward to it.
Early happy Easter, John.
Same to you.
Okay.